Good morning, and thanks for listening to The Poetry Moment. I'm Heather Tillery, and today I'll be reading Kodiak Island by Kerry Rutherford. I'm going to read this poem because Kerry lived with such wonder and joy and love right until the end. The longing manifested in this poem, the attention to the earth around her, and the willingness to merge with the elements is why Kerry was so beloved as a friend of mine, but also as a fellow poet, and why she was so deeply important to the world. This willingness to lay down in the stream, to become the earth by seeing the earth, is how she will remain and how she will be remembered. Kodiak Island. This missing is so deep, it is like an ache or a longing for the wilderness and its wild abandon. It is not a longing for something as yet unfulfilled because I am remembering. Sun filtering through branches and leaves of different sizes, dappling my unclothed body with moving patterns of light and dark. Birdsong lilting through the air, one far off as its maker flies to another clearing, calling out to those who speak the same language. I understand his meaning in nonverbal inner twinges and bursts of sparkling feeling. It just means yes, and this is good. Coolness of water in a creek whose banks of moss and small exposed roots invite me closer as I lower my body down horizontally to accept the sacrament flowing over me, removing sweat of a day spent wandering into the vast forests on this island that called to me in those years of wild abandon, when ignorance truly was bliss. When there was no such thing as fear, and trust was my natural state. That was Kodiak Island by Kerry Rutherford. I'm Heather Tillery, and thanks for listening to The Poetry Moment.